Dead Sleep by Greg Iles. Copyright 2001 by Greg Iles. Read by Susie Breck. Performance copyright 2001 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
Dead Sleep. Chapter 1. I stopped shooting people 6 months ago, just after I won the Pulitzer Prize. People were always my gift, but they were wearing me down long before I won the prize. Still, I kept shooting them in some blind quest that I didn't even know I was on. It's hard to admit that, but the Pulitzer was a different milestone for me than it is for most photographers. You see, my father won it twice. The first time in 1966 for a series in Macomb, Mississippi. The second in 1972 for a shot on the Cambodian border. He never really got that one. The prize-winning film was pulled from his camera by American Marines on the wrong side of the Mekong River. The camera was all they found. The 36-frame roll of Ilford HP5 made the sequence of events clear. Shooting his motor-drive Nikon F2 at 5 frames per second, my dad recorded the brutal execution of a female prisoner by a Khmer Rouge soldier, then captured the face of her executioner as the pistol was turned toward the brave but foolish man pointing the camera at him. I was 12 years old and 10,000 miles away, but that bullet struck me in the heart. Jonathan Glass was a legend long before that day, but fame is no comfort to a lonely child. I didn't see my father nearly enough when I was young, so following in his footsteps has been one way for me to get to know him. I still carry his battle-scarred Nikon in my bag. It's a dinosaur by today's standards, but I won my Pulitzer with it. He'd probably joke about the sentimentality of me using his old camera, but I know what he'd say about me winning the prize.